So, you have just begun a new relationship. This person may even be the one, and you're spending a lot of time together at your place. Your new love may be moving in or has moved in. Or perhaps you've recently married. All is fabulous, but for one thing. Your cat acts like it hates your new partner, hissing and growling at them when they come into the room. Do you find yourself thinking that the cat must be jealous and upset that you're spending more time with someone else? Your cat is not jealous or resentful. Your cat is reacting to your new person the way they are and being less than welcoming because your cat is feeling anxious, confused, and fearful. Let's think about this from a feline point of view. A cat is a territorial creature of habit, and it can be very unsettling and stressful for her to suddenly have someone unfamiliar spending so much time in their house. And if the person has moved in, the unexpected addition of a new partner to the home can be very alarming. The cat sees it as an overwhelming territorial invasion. All of a sudden, the cat is faced with the intrusion of a new person in her territory, as well as possible clothing, other belongings, and furniture having been moved into the house and all smelling very unfamiliar. It's confusing for them to watch their familiar environment and normal routines get turned upside down. With your new person, the schedules may change, furniture gets rearranged. Your cat may be getting less attention from you due to all the hectic activity of your partner moving in, or if you're planning a wedding. And worst of all, your cat may have lost his usual spot on the bed for sleeping. Your kitty has to make many overwhelming adjustments in a short amount of time, and no wonder she may appear uncomfortable or even aggressive towards your new partner. I know this is not fun nor helpful for a new relationship. It adds a lot of stress, and perhaps it's gotten to the point that you've heard threats of either the cat or I have to go. Don't worry. There are things you can do, however, to help remedy the conflict. If you've just begun experiencing this situation, or if it's been going on for a while and are desperate for things to get better between your beloved cat and your human beloved, the first thing to keep in mind is you're going to need to slow down and give the cat the opportunity to adjust to everything that's going on at a pace that is comfortable for the cat. People often make the mistake of trying too hard to get the cat to like the new person. Cat parents often try to force the two together by picking up the cat and physically placing her in the new person's arms or pushing the cat towards the new person to be petted. It's not a good idea to do this. The best way to first introduce someone to a cat is to mimic how cats greet each other. They do a nose-to-nose sniff. No, you don't have to get down on the ground and stick your face in your cat's nose. Here's the human-cat version of this. Your index finger acts like a makeshift kitty nose. Have your partner or date, if the relationship has just started, extend their index finger down to the cat's level as she approaches and let her do a little bit of sniffing. If the cat wants further interaction, she may rub the finger with the side of her face or continue to advance towards your partner. Now, if she doesn't feel comfortable for any further interaction, she'll back away or just stand there waiting to see what the person's next move will be. Let her decide what she wants to do. Resist the urge to wiggle or pet the cat with the finger while doing this. If the cat makes it clear that she's not ready and ignores your partner or turns away, have your partner slowly withdraw their finger and try another time. Let your cat set the pace for getting to know this stranger and offer plenty of opportunities for the cat to investigate your partner without any fear of being picked up, petted, or held. If the cat approaches your partner, just let her sniff. They're going to do a scent investigation, which is very important for felines. And don't have any interaction from you or the other person. That means just because she comes up to sniff their pant leg does not mean the cat wants the person to reach down and pet or pick them up. Your partner may be wanting and waiting to hold or pet the cat and ready to show the cat they are a friend, not an enemy, but your cat may still not be ready for this. Even if the cat jumps up onto the couch and walks across your partner's lap, let the cat do so undisturbed and ignore the cat. It's much better to leave the cat wanting more attention rather than pushing attention on them and ending up with the cat darting away again. If a spouse rushes the trust-building process, it can set everything back. And the relationship will progress once the cat feels secure enough to proceed. It may seem odd, but one of the things that can cause anxiety in your cat is the unfamiliar sound and movement of your new partner. A cat who is used to a female owner may need time to adjust to the differences of a male. If his footsteps make heavier sounds, or if his voice is deeper and his movements are much broader. It helps then to ask a male spouse or partner to walk and talk a bit softer for the first few days. On the flip side, if the cat is used to a male owner, a cat may have to get used to a female. If her movements are quicker and if the sound of her voice is higher, ask her to try and slow down and avoid sounding really high-pitched. So, to change your cat's mind about this new person who they previously have been hissing at, and to start bonding with, there are a number of things to do. Most importantly, you can't rush this. It's going to take some time. Cats need to feel that they have some wiggle room. The more you try to force a cat on your spouse, the more she'll back away. And since your cat needs as much of her familiar routine as possible during a moving-in transition, keep her feeding, playing, and affection times as close to usual as you can. So here's the list of things to do. First of all, create a good environment. That means providing the cat with plenty of areas where she can retreat and feel safe when your spouse is around. If there's no place for her to hide or retreat, she may feel very vulnerable and end up living under the bed. So provide vertical space. There should be at least one cat tree in the house so that the cat can go up high where she'll feel safe. The cat tree should become off limits to anybody when the cat is up there and left alone. If a new person respects that refuge, then the cat will begin to feel that he can go to the tree instead of hiding under the bed in another room. Also, you can create little hideaways, like placing boxes on their sides or using those little donut beds that they can feel invisible, but still be in the same room. Oh, and about that litter box, make sure it's not located in an area that the new stranger will be, such as in the bedroom or master bathroom. Set up another box in another area so your cat has a choice to avoid the person for a while. Number two, employ your cat's own scent. You're going to use the sock trick. Your cat will feel more comfortable if your partner carries some of the cat's scent. Cats regularly rub their faces on objects when they feel comfortable in their environment. So you're going to take a clean sock and gently rub around your cat's mouth to collect some of her facial pheromones. Rub that sock on your partner's personal belongings, such as shoes or the briefcase or purse. Get more socks and repeat the process, but not all at one time. You can rub later on the pheromones, those socks, on the corners of furniture brought in by the new partner. And have your partner wear pheromone-baited socks on their feet around the house. Third thing to do is use food. You've heard the expression, the way to a cat's heart is through her stomach. Ask if your spouse can start preparing and serving the cat's food. So in essence, the spouse is going to take over the feeding duties. Now, even if you normally just free feed your cat and just put one bowl down, you're going to want your partner to do that. And that's so your partner's scent is left on the food bowl. Now, your cat may not feel comfortable eating with the person in the room at first, but that smell on the food bowl is a good start for your cat associating good things with the person's presence. Also, any treats should be given from the spouse. They can casually toss treats towards the cat. Now, don't aim for and hit them so the cat can eat the treat at a distance from this new person. Here's a fourth idea, and it's one of the best bonding activities all around, and it's going to be through the use of playtime. When the cat is in a playful mood, she's having a good time. good brain chemicals are being released, and the cat is making positive associations with her surroundings. Now, initially, you may have to conduct the play sessions while your spouse sits on the sidelines, but it'll be a way for your cat to see that she can let her guard down and focus on the toy instead of worrying about that new person. You'll want to use an interactive toy. It's the kind that's like a fishing pole design, so you can keep the action going. Don't move the toy too close to the spouse. Keep the action within the cat's comfort zone. And then in other sessions, in other days, then you can start sitting closer to your partner as you play. And then eventually you'll want to hand the toy off to the new partner. But work up to having the spouse initiate these games themselves. In time, it will help the cat develop that positive association with that new person. You will want to teach the spouse how to use the toys in the way that your cat is used to playing. It's important that your spouse remain still and non-threatening throughout the game, you know, not overly enthusiastic. If the cat refuses to play, you start the game, and then in the middle of it, you can hand the toy to your partner. Through the play sessions, both your cat and the spouse will begin to relax around each other. And if your new partner was never really a cat lover, you'll notice they'll start viewing the cat in a different light while watching how graceful, fast, and funny the cat can be while they're playing. If it is you who is going to be moving into your new partner's house, you'll want to do all the same things I mentioned, but understand it can be even more overwhelming to the cat, and it's going to take longer because now the cat has lost everything that was familiar, except for you.